Mark Twain was supposed to have said many years ago, if you do not read the newspapers, you are uninformed. If you do read the newspapers, you are misinformed. If that was true then, just think about today and all the sources of media that we have today, how misinformed a person is with much of the things that you can get from the media today. Well, that leads to a couple questions then. Well, where do we look for truth today? As I thought about the invitation I was going to use tonight, and when I taught high school and also middle school, especially middle school out here, the Fairview Middle School, that one of the things I did was to constantly encourage those 13-year-olds to, of course, some of them be 13, 14, so on, but mostly 13, was to watch the national news and local news. And I've thought about today all the untruth that's from the media today. I don't know that I could, with a good conscience, encourage anybody to watch that, especially young people. But anyway, where do we look for truth today? Where do we go to be correctly informed today, especially to be correctly informed on that which really matters? Will you open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll start reading with verse 14. Again, 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we'll start reading the verse 14. Is, again, we ask the question, well, where do we look for truth today, and where do we go to be correctly informed today, especially on things that really matter? The Apostle Paul says to Timothy, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and of course verse 16 and 17 are the two verses especially I want us to look at. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Well, where do we look for truth today? As we think about the media and politicians and all of that, well, the Bible teaches us that we're to go to God's Word. That's where we'll find truth. And where can we be correctly informed today? He says here that we, men of God, may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Well, this is sure a good place to go, isn't it? The Word of God. Tonight we want to, for our invitation, we want to think about if there's someone here tonight that, as has already been announced, not too many, at least in the auditorium right now, that if there's someone that needs to obey God's plan of salvation, we just pray that you would come, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized for remission of sins. If there's someone that needs to come back to God through Jesus the Son, we'd ask you to come right now as we stand and sing.